We are learning Mesechtas Erev of Chavtesan Beis, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Chavtesan Beis. Tanu Rabbanon. Tanu Rabbanon. We learned in the Braisa. Lo yoichal adam batzal plein nachash abay. A person should not eat onions because of the nachash abay, which means it's poison, certain poison in it. Nachash means like the poison. One time, Rav Chanina ate half the onion and half the poison in it. Shaboy v'cholav not alamus. He got sick and he was mamash ready to, almost dying. Ubikshu chaver rachmalav v'chaya he lived. His chaverim davened for him and he lived. Why did davened for him? Because we needed him. We needed Rav Chanina. Therefore, it seems like either therefore he got healed or therefore he davened for him. The Yavit speaks out. So it says over here that he ate this onion and they davened for him and he lived. Because we needed him. Zok the Yavits. Shmamino, iluli king, lohim vaksal of Rachman. If not that, a shot shrikhla, they wouldn't have done for him. Replace a goram ra la atzmoi. Vehichnis atzmoi, vesakona and schaya venafsha. He says that since he put himself in sakona, you don't have a damn for him. Only because we needed him, that's what we damn for him. Mashah is living shot, because Mashah says that Rachanina ben Doisa, is this Rachanina ben Doisa, I think? I'm not sure who, but I think it's Rachanina ben Doisa, that, or maybe someone, a different Rachanina, that he always damn for everyone else. He says, this Rav Chanina, and he couldn't do it himself because you can't save yourself in Beis Asurim. That's what he says. That's why they damn him. But this is Tumor Chinam and Daisa. That's the Mashal's Pshat. So we have two Pshat in this Gemara, the Yavitz and the Mashal. So I'm going to write down Ramah Shmuel, Sheikhar Ma'arvin boy. You could be Ma'arv with Sheikhar. It's a good drink. You can Ma'arv with it. Upoisal Samikva B'Shesha Lugim. Also, pass the Mikva three Lugim. Now, Loch is that if you start off a Mikva with three Lugim of Mayim She'uvim, the halacha is the whole mikvah is possible, even if you put in 40 saw of rainwater. But dafka water, if you put it in wine, it doesn't pass the mikvah. The only if it's water, mayim shuvim. Wine, it can't mitzdar after the shir mikvah, but it's not pass the mikvah. So what's the status of sheikhar? Zok the Gemara, sheikhar, Rav Zeri says, sheikhar is like water. It's like colored water, and it makes the psul of shloshes lugim. Why is it different than colored water? The Tanan, Rav Yisrael, made seva, water that has a dye in it, paisam is a mikvah, but just look him, pass the mikvah, it's mayim shuvim. So of course, sheikhar is like water that's dyed. Amri, hasa mayid tzivim mikri. There it's called, you know, dyed water, colored water. Hacha shikhar, it's called beer, it's maybe to andre cheftza, maybe it's like wine. Kamash, well, no, in maysa, what it is, really is, it's not wine, it's water with a taste in it, and therefore, taka passes the mikvah. V'kama arvin, how much beer do you need to make eriv? So Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rav Yosef, l'meimar, v'train rivi shichra. Two rivi shichra. What does that mean? It means two lugim. Rivi means roiva akav. Akav is four lugim. So he had a habmina, he needed two lugim of shichra. Kidetanan. What's the raya? Because if you remember, just to give back dhamma, wine, how much wine do you need according to Rav? Chatzi lug. Two revias. Chatzi lug. We're saying Sheikhan is four times the amount of wine. Why? So he says why like this. Because now, look at the Mishnah. This is the way he saw. Hamitzi yang the mezigah is a kais. The sheer height saw for wine is enough to make mezigah on a kais. The Tanya log, the mezigah is kais yafa, a good kais. You have to bring enough wine to be able to make a good kais. My kais yafa, kais shal bracha. Enough to make kais shal bracha. But Omer Nachman Omer Avua, kais shal bracha tzarech shavai reba revias, this is again of Yamla revias. Kosha bracha needs altogether a revius. How much wine, pure wine, do you need to make a revius of kiddush, of cup of kosha bracha? One quarter of a revius. One quarter of a revius. In order to make it into a revius, why? Because the rava, dama rava, kol charm ledor rechat las, any wine that's not watered down, 1 to 3 maya, one portion wine, 3 portion maya, lav charm, it's not wine. So by the halacha is, how much you need for hitzah by yayin? A quarter of a revius. Viktani say, if a sharkal mask, all a mask, which includes beer, revias. V'chalas shayfkim, all dirty water, also revias. What do you see? That sheikhar, to make chayav haitzah, is four times the amount of wine. So with the hasam there by haitzah, achad arba, sheikhar is four times the amount of wine, v'chayav haitzah, chanami achad arba. And he also four times. And we said, you need two revias for wine, for erev. So Sheikhas four times, that's why he said you need two lugim, which is a quarter of a cup, half a cup. What?
Has water in it already.
Huh?
Beer intrinsically has water in it already.
So?
And wine doesn't.
So different what?
How much pure grape juice do you need to get the wine?
No, there's no such thing as pure beer. There's no such thing. So,
right.
Maisa,
that's
so,
why it's four times the amount.
Okay, well, okay. Al Kaponim, Maisa, that's what it is. So he's saying here that the Revius Yayin, when we say two Revius Yayin, you don't mean two Revius of pure wine. It means two Revius of watered wine. It's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. It doesn't mean like that. It's not really four times. Okay. So Maisa Lohi, it's not true. There you need four times because less than that is not chashev. A quarter of beer is wine, it's chashev because it can make a kaisha of racha. Sheikhar, if not a revi, it's not chashev. Avahacha, here it's not totally in chashiv, it's not. How much am I eat with a suda? Avahacha, loy, davin and shosha kasa but safra, kasa panya, vasamchi loy. Here, two revias of sheikh is enough because a person drinks one cup by the morning and one cup in the afternoon, and that's enough, and therefore we argue on that sheet that it says you need two. Lugim, it's not true. It's enough to revius even by sheikha, just like by wine. Zok to Gemara, right? The tamarim bekama. How much tamarim? What's the shear of dates? What's the shear of dates? We didn't speak of dates. We have it for groigrois, which is a kav, which is figs. One kav. How much tamarim do you need to make an eruv? Tamarim bekama. Om Rav Yosef, tamarim bekav. Tamarim is also bekav. Same thing like groigrois. Om Rav Yosef, no amir lo. How do I know? The Tanya, Unter, Abraisa. The halacha is, if someone eats truma that belongs to a kohen, b'shaygig, he has to give back fruits that can be made into truma. He has to give back fruits that are ready for truma. So what's the halacha? Oichal groigris, he ate dried figs, so shiom tomorrow, he paid back dates. Tovel bracha. That's a gavaliga thing. He's special. He gave back tomorrow, it's a good thing. Hey chidami, what's the case of this brisa that's a good thing? What exactly is the case? Ilim fidamim, if he ate $10 worth of figs, he gives back $10 worth of dates. So what's so special about that? He ate a zuz worth, he gives back a zuz worth of something else. Might have la bracha. Is he paying exact value? What's the big godless of this? He's giving back the same weight, the same volume. The Alchemine Guruya de Gregors, he ate a certain shear of Gregors, Shavi Zuzah, that was worth a Zuzah, and he gives back a shear of tomorrow, it's worth more. Become a Shamle Guruya tomorrow. This shear, a pound of tamar, Mishavi Abba, it's worth more, it's worth four. So what do you see? Victorian Tavla Bracha, and it says a good thing. So you see, Amma, tamar Madifi, you see, tamar is better. So if Kav is of Gregor is enough, for sure, Kav of tamar is enough. If anything, tamar is better. Like Taisa speaks out in the second of Adam Taisa, it says, Mtaimar, if it's better, you shouldn't even need a Kav. So he says, we'll just bring a riot, they don't need more than a Kav. That's what bring a riot to. Like upon him, that tamar is better, so that's why it's Kav's enough. Amma Abai, no, tamar is not better. Gregor is more chashav. And maybe tomorrow will be even more than a calf. Right, what's the case? Tavla bracha. You ate $10 worth, you're paying back $10 worth. My tavla bracha. The alchemy name midle kafet zvini. You ate something that not everyone. It's not so hard to buy. It's very matsui to find dried figs. Kamashalim midle kafet zvina. Dates are harder to find. They're not as chashu, but they're harder to find. They're not so easy to find. So you gave him something that's easier to get to sell, it's harder to buy, it has more chashivas to else that, and that's why it's tavla bracha. But of course, the gavi eruv, which is totally in sustaining a person, how much more it's a muzzin, the nutritional qualities, it could be the groigers is better. So the more about the more with different shiurim of different foods. Shisisa, which is made out of roasted flour, that was dried in an oven, and you put in some honey in it and water. That's called shisa. So that was a shear. Amracham apikas trei shargushi, two spoonfuls. Kisani, which is dried kernels, roasted kernels. Amabaya trei buni, the pumpadisa, two spoons of pumpadisa. Two shear mida. Buni really means a mida. 2 meters of pumpadisa. Amabaya amli aim, his mother, which is not really his mother, one who brought him up, told him hani kisani malu liba. These roasted kernels are good for your heart, and it takes away daiga, takes away worries. Someone who has a weak heart, let him take a piece of meat from the right side of a ram, and as he takes the fire to burn it, he takes animal dung that was dropped in Nisan, let him bring pieces of our rava tree, piece of willow tree, the twigs from a willow tree. If he doesn't have the dung, let him use the willow tree twigs. Let him burn it. And then he roasts the meat on that, makes a grill. And after he drinks wine that was mazuk, he drinks wine that was watered down, and then that will take away a weak heart. So meat and wine takes away a weak heart. That's it in the Gemara. So now we're going to go to some klolim in Hilchas Eir. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kol lishu lifton, anything that enhances bread, k'dei lecha boy, enough that you eat two sudas of bread with it. Kol she'eni lifton, well, sometimes it's not lifton, it's food itself, k'dei lecha limenu. Then you need to share two sudas of that food alone. Examples, basra chai, raw meat. Now, basra chai, right where the Rashi figures out, doesn't mean mamash raw meat. No one eats raw meat. It's not raw for air at all. Raw meat means it was salted. It's like salted meat. Basra chai, k'dei lecha menu, that you don't eat together with bread. That you have to have two sudas of that meat alone. Basra tzli, roasted meat raised machlokes. You put it on a sandwich, like a hamburger, or not. Basra tzli, rabba k'dei lecha boy. You need enough, not so much, enough that you eat with bread, much less amount. You have to have enough shear to eat the suda of the meat itself. That's what Yosef says. How do I know that I'm right? That's enough to eat. You have to have enough to eat that food itself. You don't eat it with bread. It's not an enhancement of bread. Says the Hani Parsoi, they eat their meat, they eat their roast, they eat steaks without bread. They eat without bread. So you see that it's a meal by itself. You tell me a shear for everyone. The shear is you have to have enough meat to be a suda. Good for the Parsiim, they have a lot of meat, like Tosfos speaks out before. By them, taka, they need a shear meat. But everyone else is not like that. They're not ruba da'ama. I'll show you that every person to himself. Big de'aniyim la'aniyim. When it comes to tumma, a beggar aniyim, which is three etzbois, is tamif aniyim. Big de'ashirim la'ashirim. And Ashirim need more. Three tefachim by three tefachim. Avigda Ashirim la aniyim loy. But aniyim don't need a size of three tefachim by three tefachim. It's enough. Three etzbois by three etzbois. What do you see? Every person to itself. So here, if by us, we eat meat as enhancement, we eat it together with a bun, so then we should need less. You'll tell me, really it's not klar. But when it comes to Erev, you have a chumra, you need a bigger share. When it comes to tumma, you need, it's tumma even by smaller share. We go to chumra both places, but ring right is not true. When it comes to a chumra, don't eat a lot. Whatever their share mezainus is, you can use it. Well, a ravison, even someone who eats a lot, pursue the bainus, you call them. So you see what we make up Erev. A zakin a chayla can use less, and a ravson is a share bainus. So why are you telling me that because they eat the meat themselves, it means you need more share? What do you mean? We could be makel because we eat less. Marinzo of kasha. It's taka shver of yeshishita, where you got it from, that he said you have to eat meat enough of a share, suda by itself, and not an enhancement with bread.